This is Ozarks at Large. Early voting is underway in a special election in Cave Springs that's asking voters to consider approving the annexation of nearly 2,800 acres into the city. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
About 5,000 acres are currently within city limits, and annexing the unincorporated land would increase that by more than 50%. Cave Springs Mayor Randall Noblett says there are a number of factors that have contributed to this annexation vote. One is the city has received requests for water and sewer services to that area for some time.
You can't provide services if you can't secure the service area. If I go out there and spend additional money to allow for the growth of services into that area, and then one of the other cities around us goes in eventually and annexes it, they could put their services and tell us that, you know, that's their service area. We're not going to be able to expand. And all of the expansion that we paid for and up front would be for naught.
Benton County is expected to experience exponential growth in the coming years, so the city of Cave Springs is planning for that by implementing utility service expansion and improved public safety services. In November 2019, a sales tax was approved to build a new fire station, expand the city's water system west of Highway 112, and expand the city's sewer system to the Northwest Arkansas Conservation Authority along Highway 264 from Osage Creek to Little Osage. Sage Creek. The water and sewer system expansion extends to significant portions of the proposed annexation area. Officials say the expansion provides both systems the capacity to serve the existing city limits and the future needs of the proposed annexation area.
It's part of comprehensive planning. When you have the ability to provide the services, our engineers were involved and determined that the area could be served reasonably easily off of what we're putting in. And you're able to, and you're getting requests for those services, then that's the appropriate time to do it. And so that's what we're in the process of doing.
Mayor Noblett says when he was on the city's planning commission in 2002, Cave Springs had about 1,150 people. He anticipates that number will grow to more than 6,000 when official census numbers are released later this year. Around 200 residences are located within the annexation area, so Noblett estimates roughly 550 people will be impacted by this vote. If annexation is approved, these residents' taxes would change, but Noblett says it would be for the better. The city of Cave Springs has a city property tax of 2.75 mils, which is lower than the rates in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, and Highfill. Also, being within city limits means those taxes will be directed to more local projects.
On your property taxes, the county collects 3 mils of road tax. That 3 mil road tax is used anywhere from Siloam Springs to Gateway, all across the county. When you are a city within the county, within the city limits, the property taxes that are collected there, the county takes 1.5 mils and allocates the other 1.5 mils to the city. So then your property taxes, the road taxes, half of them will stay local.
The Cave Springs special election is the 5th election and 4th special election in Benton County this year, and more are on the way. Benton County Election Coordinator Kimberly Dennison says Garfield and Pea Ridge have special elections scheduled for September 14th, and the Bentonville school election is set for November 2nd.
It's an off election year, but in all honesty, I don't know what an off election year is. Since I've been doing this, this is just normal for me, honestly. And it's usually one right after another. It's really hard for us to find vacation time in my office because we are constantly doing elections, it seems like. So it's pretty normal.
Dennison says fees for a special election like the Cave Springs one cost anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000.
Biggest factors that play into the differences are the publication costs, it seems like, and just how many pieces of supplies are used while you're out there and how many absentee ballots go out, that kind of thing.
registered voters living within Cave Springs city limits, as well as those living in the proposed annexation area, are eligible to vote in the special election. Dennison says poll workers can assist voters who are unsure if they live within the boundaries of the proposed annexation area.
The people that are eligible to vote in this election, they will automatically pull up in the tablet when you go to sign in. If your name is not there, the poll workers are instructed to call the county clerk's office to verify for sure that they are not in that area, and then we'll inform them that they're in that area. If somebody really insists that, hey, I am in that area, we'll give them a provisional ballot to vote, and we'll do some deeper research into it once we get that provisional ballot back to the office to determine whether or not they really were eligible.
Early voting is underway, and registered voters can cast their ballots from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the county clerk's offices, Bentonville and Rogers locations, today, tomorrow, and Monday. On Tuesday, Election Day, polls will be open from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Lakeview Baptist Church. For additional information about the special election, including a map of the proposed annexation area, visit cavespringsar.gov. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.